Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we are going to be learning the second Aliyah in Parsha's Kisisa, that is Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Ches. And from now until the end of the Parsha, we are going to be learning about what happened after Matan Torah, otherwise known as the Egel Azov, the sin of the golden calf. And the Pasuk says, V'yitan al Moshe, and he gave to Moshe, Kechalois ledaber itay b'har Sinai, when he concluded with speaking with him on Har Sinai, Luchais ha'edos, the Luchais Evan, they were Luchais of stone, Ksuvim be'etzba alakim, written with the finger of God. And let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Ches. V'yitan al Moshe, and he gave to Moshe. Ein moktem u'mochar b'tayra. Rashi tells us there is no sequence of events or order in the Torah. We could have things out of order. Maso egel kaidel mitzivim lechas ha-mishkan yamim rabim haya. The story with the egel azav happened many days prior to the commandment to build the Mishkan. Shari b'yodzayim tamuz nesh ta'abra luchas. Because on the 17th of Tamuz, Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchas. U'bi ha-mikipurim nisratz ha-kadosh baruch hu l'Yisrael. And on Yom Kippur, Hashem forgave Klal Yisrael ulamachras. And the next day, hischil b'nidvas ha-mishkan. That's when all the donations of the Mishkan started. Vukam v'echad nisan. And it was established on the first of Nisan. So even though we've already learned about the commandment for collecting for the Mishkan and all the different kelim of Mishkan and how it looked and all the different big day kahuna, that really only happened way after the Egel Hazav did. Let's jump to the next Rashi, Kechalosai, Kechalosai, Ksev Chaser. It's written Kechalosai without a Vav. Shenimsar Loi Taira, Matana Kechal Chasan. Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Taira as a present, like a Kala to a Chasan. Shalaiha Yachal Lomad Kula Bizman Mod Kazet. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't possibly able to learn all the Taira in such a short amount of time, so it was given to him as a present. Davar Acher, another way of understanding this, Ma Kala Miskashetes, Bechavdal Kishutin, just like a Kala, she wears 24 different adornments, pieces of jewelry, Heina Murm Sefer Yeshaya, that's mentioned in Sefer Yeshaya, Av Tamar Chacham, so too a Tamar Chacham. He has to be an expert in all 24 Svarim of Tanakh. We know we have 24 Svarim across Tanakh, so if he wants to be adorned with Tyra, that means he's got to know all 24 Svarim. Ladaber Itay, Hashem was speaking to him. Hachukim ha-mishpatim sheba'elam mishpatim. These are all the different halachas and laws and ordinances that we learned about in Parshas Mishpatim. Ladaber Itay, he was speaking with him. This teaches us that Moshe Rabbeinu heard the halacha. He heard something from Hashem. Then they went and they reviewed it again together. So Moshe Rabbeinu and Hashem were chavrusas. Quite amazing. Luchas, Luchas Ksev. It says Luchas, it doesn't have a Vav there. So you could read as Luchas, Shahayah Shteim Shavais. They're both even, equal. They're both the same exact thing. Now let's go back to Chumash, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Aleph. Vayar Ha'am, and the nation saw Ki Bashish Moshe Leredes Minahar, the Moshe Rabbeinu delayed in coming down from the mountain. Vayikohel Ha'am Al Aaron, and the nation gathered around Aaron. Vayyamre Elam, and they said to him, Kum, get up, Aseilon Elohim, make a God for us, Asher Yelchul Fanenu, that could go in front of us, Ki Zeh Moshe Ish, because this man Moshe, Asher Elonu Meretz Mitzrayim, that took us out of the land of Mitzrayim, Lo Yadanu Mehayolai, we don't know what's with him. Let's go take a look in Rashi over here. What's going on over here? Pasuk Aleph and Rashi, Ki Bashish Moshe, Kitargum Elashain Ichor, he came late. Vachain Bashish Rechbai, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the mountain, Amar Lahem, he told them, I'm coming at the end of 40 days, within the first 6 hours of the day. They thought that the day that Moshe Rabbeinu went up, that was counted as part of the 40 days. But he told them he was going to be up there 40 complete days, 40 days, and the night that belongs with that day is counted as part of the day. However, the day that he went up didn't have its night with it. Shahari b'zayin b'sivan Allah, he went up on the 7th of Sivan. Nimto yayimem b'yodzayim b'tamuz. Turns out the 40th day comes out on Shivasar b'tamuz. B'taz Zayin on the 16th, Baha Satan. Satan came, v'ir b'vis ha'ilam, and mixed up the world. V'herod mus chayshach v'afele b'revuvya, and he showed them a sight or a vision of darkness and fog and confusion. Loimar, meaning to tell them, v'adei meis Moshe, for sure Moshe Rabbeinu died. L'kach bar b'vya l'ilam, that's why this confusion has come to the world. Amalahem, the Satan told them, meis Moshe, Moshe died. Shekvar bo she shows v'leiba, because 6 hours have come already, and he didn't come yet. Kedizim Masechah Shabbos, like we learned Masechah Shabbos. Jump to the next Rashi, Asher Yelchu Fonenu, that could go in front of us. Eloi Hois Harbe Ivulahem, they wanted many different gods. They said Yelchu Lefonenu, that they can go in front of us, these many gods. Kizeh Moshe Ish, this is Moshe the man. What does it mean, this is Moshe? Again, every time we have the word Zeh, it means that they were shown something, that they saw something. Kimin Dmos Moshe Harolehem HaSatan, the Satan showed them the form of Moshe Rabbeinu, Shenoisim Oisei Ba'avir Kiyah Shemaim, and that they were carrying him up in Shemaim, and they thought Moshe Rabbeinu died. And they had said, Asher Elonu Meretz Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu took us out of Mitzrayim, Vayomar Elonu Aderech Asher Nalaba, and he was showing us along the way that we should go. Now we need a God that's going to go in front of us, that's going to show us what we should do. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Beis. Vayomar Lahem Aaron, and Aaron said to them, Parku Nizme Azov, remove the golden rings, Asher Ba'azni Neshechem, that are in your wives' ears, Benechem, your sons, Benechem, your daughters, Vahaviu Eli, and bring them to me. Vayisparku Kala Amas, Nizme Azov, Asher Ba'aznehem, and all the nation removed the golden rings that were in their own ears, Vahaviu Al Aaron, and they brought them to Aaron. Let's take a look at Rashi over here at Pasuk Beis. Baznein Hashechem, in your wife's ears. Amar Aaron Belibai. Aaron told himself, Hanashim Ayaladim Chasim Betachshiyatayim Him. Women and children, they're very careful about all their jewelry. Shami Zakev Adavar, perhaps the whole matter is going to get delayed. It's going to be hard to get the jewelry from the women and the kids. And in the interim, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come. However, they did not wait. And they took out their own earrings and gave them to Moshe Rabbeinu. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Dalad. Vikach Miyadam, and he took it from their hands. Vayatar Oise Bacheret, and there's two different ways of understanding what this means. Either it means he wrapped it up in a kerchief, or he actually formed it into some sort of form. Vayasu Egel Masecha, and an Egel Masecha was made. Vayamru, and they said, Eile Elehecha Yisrael, this is your God, Yisrael, Asher Alucha Meir Tzitzrayim, they brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim. Let's understand what's going on over here. Pasuk Dalad and Rashi, skip the first Rashi, go to the second one. Egel Masecha, Kimon Sheshlicho Le'ur Bakur, the moment he threw it into the fire in the furnace, Bo Machash Ve'Erev Rav, Sha'ol Imam Mitzrayim, all the sorcerers of the Erev Rav that had come up with them from Mitzrayim, came, Vaso Bikshafim, and they turned it into an eagle with their witchcraft. V'yeshayim, and some say, and this is the more famous medrash, Micha Hayasham, there was a person named Micha that was there. Shiyatim Itech Timusei Binyan Shinesmaich Baim Mitzrayim, he was taken out. He was saved as a baby from the forms of the bricks. Power used to take the babies and bake them into bricks, and he was saved from one of those bricks. And what did he do? V'hayabiyade Shem Vitas Shakasav by Moshe. He had the name of Hashem and a plate that Moshe Rabbeinu had written on it, Alei Shar, Alei Shar, rise ox, rise ox, in order to make the Aron, the casket of Yosef, come up from the Nile River. It's famously known that after Yosef HaTzadik died, so the Mitzrim wanted him to stay in Mitzrayim so they could have all the bracha that he brought with him, so they took his casket and they sunk it in the Nile River. However, Yosef had told everyone that they have to take him out of Mitzrayim when they leave. So Moshe Rabbeinu went to the Nile River, he wrote on a plate, Alei Shar, rise, O ox, and we know that Yosef is compared to an ox. And Micha took that plate, Vishlicho Sechakur, and he threw it into the furnace, says Rashi, V'yotzo Egel, and then the eagle came out. Masecha, what's his Lashon of Masecha? Lashon Mateches, and his expression of metal. Davar Acher, another way of understanding Masecha, Kuf Chaf He Kantarin Zahav Hayubai. It had the weight of 125 Kantarin, which is the weight of 1,500 shekels. Begematria Shal Masecha, that's the Gematria of Masecha. Eile Elehecha, the people said, this is your God Yisrael. V'lo Nemar Elehenu, they didn't say, this is our God. Mikan, we learn from here, She'erev Rav She'olam Mitzrayim. The Erev Rav that came up from Mitzrayim, Heim Shenikol Al Aaron, V'heim Shasa'uhu, they were the ones that gathered around Aaron, and they made him do this. V'achkach Hitu Es Yisrael Achrav, and then they misled all of Bnei Israel after them. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Hey. Vayar Aaron, and Aaron saw. Vayivin Mizbech Lefanav, and he built a Mizbech in front of him. Vayikra Aaron Vayimar, and Aaron called out and he said, Chag Lashem Machar, there's going to be a festival of Hashem tomorrow. Vayashkiu Machras, and they woke up early in the morning. Vayalu Eilis, and they brought Eilis, Vayikishu Shlamim, and they brought forth Shlamim. Vayeshav Am Lecha Vashasoy, and the nation sat to eat and drink. Vayikum Letzachik, and they got up to frolic, to play around, to be Metzachik. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Hey. Vayar Aaron, he saw. What did he see? Shahay by Ruach Chaim, that it had life to it. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Betavnis Shar Oichel Esev, that it was the form of an ox eating grass. So there was this golden ox, this golden calf, going around eating grass. V'ral Shetzeich Maaseh Satan, he saw that the Satan was successful. V'lo Hayolai Pelu Tchaisel Megamri, and he wouldn't have the ability to push them off completely. He wouldn't have the ability to say, stop doing what you're doing. So he had to think of some sort of other way to get out of this. V'even Mizbech, so therefore he built a Mizbech L'Tchaisel in order to push them off as much as he could. V'yomar, and he said, Chag L'Shem Machar, tomorrow there's going to be a festival. V'lo Hayolai, not today. Shem Yavim Moshe Kadim She'avdu, perhaps Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come before they manage to serve it. Zeu Pshutai, that's the basic understanding. But in Midrash V'yikurabu, we have a Medrash that says as follows. Dvarm Harbe Ra Aaron. Aaron saw many things. Ra Achur ben Achaisai, he saw Chur, the son of his sister, which means Chur is his nephew, Shahay Mechichim Aragu. He was chastising them. He was giving them Musr. What are you guys doing? And they killed him. Vizeo Vayivan Mizbech Lefanov. That's the Lashon of Vayivan Mizbech Lefanov. Vayaven is he understood Mizavuach Lefanov from the one that was slaughtered in front of him because they killed Chur. He understood what was going on over here. Vaid Rav Amar, he also saw and he said, what if she told Abi Hasirchan Vlebehem? It's better that I get blamed for this and not them. Va'id Rava Amar, and he also saw and said, if they're going to build a Mizbech, this one's going to bring a pebble, this one's going to bring a stone, it's going to turn out that in one moment they're going to have this Mizbech built. If I build it, and I'm going to be lazy, so then in the meantime, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come. Chag Lashem, he said it's going to be a Chag for Hashem, in his heart he was intending it actually was going to be a Chag for Hashem, but Tuach HaYashiyavim he was certain and confident that Moshe Rabbeinu would come back and they were actually going to be able to serve Hashem on this Mizbech. And Pasuk Vavin Rashi tells us, Vayishkimu, they woke up early in the morning, Hasatan Zirzeim, the Satan urged them on, Kidei Sheyachtu, so that they should sin. Letzachek, Yesh Mashma Zagilu Arayas. There is an understanding in this word, Letzachek, that it's actually talking about they were involved in Gilu Arayas somehow. Kamash Nemar says in the Pasuk, Letzachek Bi, Ushvichas Damim, and it also talks about bloodshed. Kamash Nemar says in the Pasuk, Yakumu Nohan Armvi Sachakul Fonenu, Afkan Narag Chur. Over here, Chur was killed. Now let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Zayin. Vaydeber Hashem Moshe, and Hashem spoke to Moshe, and he told him, Lech Raid, go down, Kishiches Amcha, because your nation has become corrupt. Asher Aleisa Mitzrayim, that you took them out of Mitzrayim. Saru Maher Min Adar Chasher Tzivisim, they strayed very quickly from the path that you've commanded them. Asulahem Ega Masecha, they made this molten calf for themselves. Vayishtachu Vulai, Vayizbechulai, and they bowed down to it, and they sacrificed to it, Vayemru, and they said, Eile Lehecha Yisrael, this is your God Yisrael, Asher Alucha Mitzrayim, that took you out of the land of Mitzrayim. Let's go take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Zayin, Vayadaber, Lashon Kaishihu. This is a strong way of speaking. Kamai Vayadaber Yitam Kashis, that he spoke to them harshly. Lech Raid, go down. Red Migdlascha, go down from your greatness. You're being demoted. Loinasati Lcha Gdula Bishvilam. I only made you great because of them. But Isasha at that time, Nisnada Moshe Pi Bezin Shamaila, Moshe Rabbeinu was excommunicated from the Bezin Shamaila. Shiches Amcha, the Pasuk says, your nation became corrupt. Shiches Ha'amlai Nemar, doesn't say the nation became corrupt. Ela Amcha, your nation. Erev Rav Shekibatim Atzmacha V'Giyartim V'Leinim Lachtabi. This is talking about the Erev Rav. You accepted them on your own, and you made them Gerim, and you didn't ask me, V'Amartin. You had said, Toiv Shidbeku Gerim V'Shechina, it's good that more Gerim should join us. Heim Sheikhasu V'Shechisu, they're the ones that corrupted, and they corrupted everyone else. Back to Chumash Pasuk Tes. V'Yemar Shalom Moshe, Hashem continued saying to Moshe, Re'isi Esom Hazeh, I've seen this nation, V'hine Am Kshei Arifu, they're a stiff-necked nation. V'atah now, Hanichali, leave me. V'yichar Api Bohem V'chalim, and let my anger burn against them, and I will totally wipe them out. V'asel Hischal Gagadol, and I'm going to make you, Moshe Rabbeinu, into a great nation. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Tes, Kshei Arif. What does it mean, stiff-necked nation? Machzirin Kshei Arpam Lenegin Machem. They turn the stiff part of their neck, the back of their neck, against a person which is chastising them, Umanim Lishmaya, and they refuse to hear words of rebuke. Pasuk Yidin Rashi, Hashem told him, Hanichali, leave me. Adayin Lishmanu Shisbal Moshe Aleim. Rashi says, we didn't hear that Moshe Rabbeinu was davening for them yet. V'hu Aymer Hanichali, and Hashem saying, leave me alone. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say anything. Alakan Pasach LePesach. Over here, Hashem gave him an opening, V'idiyai, and he was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, Shadavar Tali Boy, that everything is relying all on Moshe Rabbeinu, Shem Yisbal Aleim, Lechalim, that if he does daven for them, so then Hashem is not going to wipe them out. And let's go back to Chumash over here. Pasuk Yud Aleph, and this is actually what we lean on a fast day. Vayechal Moshe, and Moshe entreated as Pnei Hashem Laikav, to Hashem is God. Vayemer, and he said, Lama Hashem Yachra Abcha Bamecha, why Hashem should your anger burn against the nation, Asher Tzisa Meir Mitzrayim, that you took out of Mitzrayim, Bechayach Gadol, with great strength, Ubiyat Chazakon, with a strong hand. Lama Yemer Mitzrayim Lamar, why should Mitzrayim say, Bera'a Haitziyam, that he took them out with evil intent, Laharege Sambaharim, just to kill them in the mountains, Ulachal Isam Al Pnei Adama, and to wipe them off the face of the earth, Shuv Mecharin Apecha, resist, back down from your flaring anger, v'nochem al hara'ol amecha, and reconsider this bad that you want to do to your nation. Zachar la'avraham li'tzchak li'Yisrael avadecha. Remember, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yisrael, your servants, asher nishbata lahem bach, that you swore to them in yourself, v'atedaber alehem, and you spoke to them, and you told them, arba zarchem, I will increase your offspring, k'chachvei ha'shamayim, like the stars in the sky, v'chol ha'aretz hazeh asher amarti, and all this land that I said, atel zarchem, I'm going to give to your offspring, v'nachalu la'olam, and they're going to inherit it forever. And this is Moshe Rabbeinu's first tefillah to Hashem. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Lama Hashem Yachrapcha. Why should your anger burn? Klum Iskane El Chacham B'Chacham. A wise man is only jealous of another wise man, Gibor B'Gibor, or strong man of another strong man. So you have no reason to be upset at them. V'inochem, and reconsider, the next Rashi says, His Ashes Machshav Acheres Lehetiv Lehem. Think a different thought in order to do good for them. Al Hara'ah, regarding the evil, meaning reconsider regarding the bad, Asher Chashavta Lehem, that you consider doing to them. And the next pasuk in Rashi tells us, Zachar la'Avram. Moshe Rabbeinu had said, remember Avram. What are we remembering of Avram? Im Avro al-Aseres HaDibros. If they transgressed Aseres HaDibros, Avram avim nisnasa ba'esar nisyonis. Avram, he went through 10 different tests. V'adayin l'kibol schari, and he still hasn't received his reward. Tenei ulai, give it to them. V'yitzu esar ba'esar, and we're going to call 10 for 10. So it's going to be tit for tat. La'Avram li'Yitzchak al-Yisrael. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Imlus Rephaim, if they're supposed to be burned, Zachar Avram, remember Avram, Shemasar Atzmai, that he gave himself over to Yisarif Alecha to be burned for you, but Orkazim and Orkazdim. Imla Rega, if they're supposed to be killed by the sword, Zachar Yitzchak, remember Yitzchak, Shepashat Savar Lakeda, that he stretched his neck out for Lakeda. Imla Gullas, if they're supposed to be exiled, Zachar Yaakov, remember Yaakov, Shagal Lacharon, he was sent into exile to Charon. Vim Enu Nitzalim Zchusan, and if they're not going to be saved because of this chus of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Mata Imerli, what are you telling me? Vasa Ischal Gagadol, that I'm going to make you, Moshe Rabbeinu, into a great nation. Vim Kisa Shal Gemara Aglaim Eina Imel Fanecha B'Shas Kascha. If a chair that has three legs is not able to stand in front of you at the time of your anger, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov is considered a chair of three legs. Kavacharim L'Kisa Shemekel Echad. For sure, a chair of one leg is not going to be able to stand. If I'm going to be the beginning of a new nation, then when you're going to get upset at that nation all the way down the line, how is it that they're going to stand with just me at its head if Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov aren't enough? Asher Nishbat Lehem Bach, that you swore to them in you. You didn't swear to them based off of something which is not going to be here at some point in time. You didn't swear to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov using the Shemayim and Arts. Not with hills or mountains. You swore in yourself that you will be around forever. Your Shvuah will be here forever. Shemar says in the Pasuk, Bi Nishbati Nu Hashem. Yitzchak Nemer, he said, Hakimaisias Hashvuah Asher Nishbati LaAvraham Avicha. Yaakov Nemer, and to Yaakov who said, Ani Kel Shakai, pray Revei, Nishba Loi Bekel Shakai. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Yudal V'Yinochem Hashem. Hashem reconsidered Al Hara'ah, about the bad Asher Dibra Lasis LaAmai, that he had spoken about that he was going to do to his nation. So this is the first conversation Moshe Rabbeinu had with Hashem in regards to saving Klal Yisrael for this eagle that they did. However, we continue with the story. The Pasuk continues, Vayifen Vayered Moshe Minahar, and he turned and Moshe went down from the mountain. Ushnei Luchas Ha'edus Biyadeh, he had the two Luchas in his hand. Luchas Kesuv Mishnei Avraham, these were Luchas that were written on both sides. Mizeh Umizehim Kesuvim, it was written on this side and on that side. And the Luchas were a work of Hashem. And the writing was the writing of Hashem. Charus al haluchas, engraved on the Luchas. Rashi over here, Pasuk Dasvav tells us, Mishnei Avraham, Hayu Aisyas Nikrais, you were able to read the letters on both sides of Luchas, Umasinisim Haya, and that's a nace, because obviously if something's engraved and you can see it on one side, the other side, it's backwards. But on the Luchas, you were able to see them on both sides and read it normally. Pasuk Dazayin Rashi tells us, Maaser Lekim Hema Kim Hashmai, exactly as it sounds, Hu Bechvayde Hasan, Hashem Bechvayde Va'atzmai, he made the Luchas. Davar Acher, another way of understanding this is Ka'adam Arim L'Chaver, a person tells his friend, Kol HaSakav Shaplaini B'Malach HaPlainis, that person's entire existence, his entire focus, every single day, all day, is in that specific work. Kach Kol Shashuv Shekol Yishbaruch Hu B'Taira, all of Hashem's delight is only in the Taira. Hashem focuses and he spends all day learning Taira, and he loves and cherishes and desires the Taira. Charos, Lashon Cheres V'Cheret, the word Cheres and the word Cheret, Echad Hu, it's the same exact word, Shnehem L'Shein Chikok, they all have to do with the word engraving. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Zayin. So Moshe's on his way down from the mountain, Vayishma Yeshua, and Yeshua heard, as Kol Ha'am B'Rei'ai, the sound of the nation shouting. Remember, Yeshua wasn't in the camp. He was out of the camp. He was at the base of the mountain waiting for Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayomer Moshe, so he said to Moshe, Kol Mechama B'Machaneh, it sounds like there's a war going on in camp. Vayomer, and he said, En Kol Anos Gevura, this is not the sound of strength or victory. V'en Kol Anos Chalusha, and this is not the sound of weakness. Kol Anos Ani Shemea, I hear a sound of distress. Pasuk Yedayin Rashi tells us over here, Berei'ai Behari'ai Shahayu Merim Usmechem Tzachakim, they were making lots of noise and they were happy and they were dancing and singing. Pasuk Yud Chesen Rashi, En Kol Anos Gevura, Moshe Rabbeinu said, this is not a sound of strength. En Kol Azen Nira Kol Anias Gibar Matzayakim Tzachakim, this is not the sound that people make when they're being victorious in war. V'leikol Chalashim Shatzayakim Vai Oinisa, and this is also not the sound that people make when they're losing and they're trying to run away and flee from the battlefield. Kol Anos, this is a sound of distress. Kol Cherufim V'Gidufim Hama'anim Es Nefesh Shemam K'shenamarim Loi, this is the sound of blasphemy that causes stress and pain to the person that hears them. So Moshe Rabbeinu knew that something was off over here. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Yotes. Vayihi, and it was Kasher Karav Al Machina, when he came close to the camp. Vayaras Ha'egel Mechiles, and he saw the calf and the dancing. Vayichar Af Moshe, and Moshe's anger burned. Vayashlechem Yadav Saluchas, and he threw the Luchas from his hands. Vayashaber Yisam Tachasahar, and he broke them at the foot of the mountain. Let's go take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Yotes. Vayashlechem Yadav, and he threw them from his hands. Amar, he said to himself, Ma Pesach Shehu Echon Rem Mitzvahs, the carbon Pesach, that's one of the mitzvahs. Amar Tarah, the Tarah says, Kol Ben Nechar Leichal Bay, a person who's a Ben Nechar, that means to not be Kairos. He's not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. HaTaira Kulakan. The whole Taira is here. I'm holding it. V'chal Yisrael Mumarin. Everyone's an Apikaris over here. V'etnen Olahem, I should give it to them. Tachas Ahar, L'ragle Ahar, he broke it at the foot of the mountain. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf and see what Moshe Rabbeinu did. He came and he made order. He made Seder. V'ikachas Ha'egel, he took the Egel. Asher Asu that they made. V'yisra Yosef Ba'ish, and he burned it in fire. Vitchan Adeshar Dak, and he ground it up until it was very fine. Vayizer Al Pnei Hamayim, and then he sprinkled it on water. Vayashkes Bnei Yisrael, and he gave it to the Bnei Yisrael to drink. Let's go take a look at Rashi Pasuk Chaf. Vayizer, and he sprinkled it. Lashon Nipots, he spread it across. Vachin Yizer Al Neveo Gafres, Vachin Kichina Mazar Reshes, Shazayrim Ba Dagan Vikitnias. Vayashkes Bnei Yisrael, and he gave it to them to drink. Niskavin Labatkam Kesaitas, he wanted to check them like a Saita, a wayward woman. We know that the parsha of Saita is that a wayward woman, we're not so sure if she was unfaithful to her husband, so she gets brought to the Beis HaMikdash and she has to drink a certain drink and she gets punished if she was unfaithful to him. And Rashi tells us, Shalish Misois Nidanu Sham, there were three different categories of death that were judged at that point in time. Im Yesh Edim Hasra, if there was a person that had Edim that saw him doing this, and he was warned not to do it, Besai, if he was killed by the sword, Kamish Badan Sheir Nidachas Shehem Rubin. Edim Balei Hasra, if there were Edim that saw him do it, however, he wasn't warned, but Magefa, so he was struck by the plague. Shenemar, it says, Vigef Hashem Es Ha'am, and Hashem struck the nation with a plague. Loi Edim Balei Hasra, if a person sinned, but he didn't have Edim or a warning, Beidraiken, so then he was struck with Hidraiken, Shabbatkum. This water that he drank from the eagle, it checked him, it went inside him, and it made his stomach explode. And back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Vayir Moshe al Aaron, and Moshe said to Aaron, Me'asa l'cha amazeh, what did this nation do to you? Ki hevesa olav chata gedayla, that you brought on it this terrible sin. And let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Me'asa l'cha amazeh, kam yisrim savata shiyisrucha, how much are they paying you and agonize you to do this? Ajle tavi aleim chedzeh, until you had to bring the sin upon them. And back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf Beis, Vayir Moshe Aaron, and Aaron said, Aichar afa daini, please, don't let my master's anger burn. You know this nation, Kibarahu, that they are very disposed to evil. And they said to me, I say, make a God for us, Asher Yelchul Fanenu, that could go in front of us. Because this man, Moshe, Asher Elonu Meir Tzayim, that he took us out of Mitzrayim, I don't know what's with him. And so I said to them, Lami Zahav, who has gold? His Baraku, take it off, remove it. Vayitnu li, and they gave it to me. Vashlichei Boish, and I threw it into the fire. Vayitzel Eagle Azeh, and this eagle came out. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasachav Beis, Kibarahu, that they are disposed to evil. But Derech Rahim Halchem Tamid, they're always going along a path which is not good. Vinisyonis Lunei Amakim, and they're always testing Hashem. Pasachav Daad and Rashi, Va'armelahem, I said to them, Davar Echad, one thing, Lemizahav, Levad, that's all I said. Who has gold? Vahem Yeru Visparkov Yenuli, and they hurried and they gave me their gold. Vashlichei Boish, I threw it in the fire. Vloyadati Shetze Eagle Azeh, Vyata, I didn't know that this eagle would come out. And it came out. And back to Chumash Pasuk Chafhei, Vayar Moshe Sa'am, and Moshe saw the nation, Kiparuahu, that it was exposed. Kiparaoi Aharoin, that Aaron had exposed it, Lishim Tzabakam Ahem, to be a disgrace in the eyes of those that rise against them. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Chafhei, Parua Megula, exposed. Nizgala Shimtsa Ukloine, its embarrassment was exposed to everyone. Next Rashi says, Lishim Tzabakam Ahem, Lias Lahem Adavar Azil Gnus Befi Kolakam Aleim, this matter is going to be a disgrace and embarrassment to everyone that rises up against them. Meaning now we see this terrible thing that Klal Yisrael did, and it's open, it's exposed, it's out for everyone to see. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Chavav. Vayamin Moshe b'shar machane, and Moshe stood at the gate of the camp. Vayamin, he said, Mil Hashem Eloi, whoever's for Hashem, come to me. Vayesu Elov, Kol Bnei Levi, and all of Shevet Levi gathered around him. Vayamin Lehem, and he told them, Koyam Hashem Elkei Yisrael, so says Hashem, the God of Israel, Simu Ish Charbel Yirechai, each man should put his sword on his thigh. Ivru v'shuvu, go back and forth, Mishar l'shar b'machane, from gate to gate in the camp. Vehirgu Ishas Achiv, and each man should kill his brother, Vishas Re'eu, and each man his friend, Vishas Krevai, and each man his relative. Vayasu Bnei Levi Kidvar Moshe, and the Bnei Levi did exactly as Moshe said. Vayipol Min Om Bayamahu, Kishloshes Alfei Ish, and 3,000 men fell on that day. Vayemer Moshe, and Moshe said, Milu Yedchem Ayem LaHashem, you will be inaugurated today. Your hands will be filled today for Hashem. We've already said that this Lashon of Milu Yedayim is a Lashon of being inaugurated. Ki Ish Bivnoi Ba'achiv, because each man turned against his son and his brother. V'lasis Aleichem Ayem Bracha, and to place upon you blessing today. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Chavav, Mil Hashem Eloi, Yaveh Eloi. That means, whoever is for Hashem, come to me. Kol Bnei Levi, Mikasha Kol Shevet Kasher. We learn from here that all of Levi is Kasher. Pasuk Chav Zayin Rashi tells us, Koyamar Hashem, Vechon Amar, when did Hashem tell us to Moshe Rabbeinu? Zevech Elohim Yacharam, that whoever sacrifices to a foreign god, he shall be wiped out, he shall be struck. Kach Shinui B'Mechilta. And the next Rashi tells us, Achiv, each man against his brother, Me'imai, from his mother's side, who Yisrael. That means his brother is a Yisrael. It can't be against his brother, who's a Levi, because we've already said that all of Shevet Levi was Kasher. Now back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed. Vayhimim Machrasen was the next day. Vayir Moshe Al'am, and Moshe said to the nation, Atem Chatasim Chata Gedayla, you've sinned a great sin. Ve'ata El Hashem, and now I'm going to go up to Hashem. Ulay Achapra Ba'at Chatasim, perhaps I'm going to be able to get atonement for your sin. Vayashav Moshe Al'Hashem, and Moshe returned to Hashem. That means he went back up the mountain. Vayimar, and he said, Anna, please, I implore. Chata'am azeh chata gedayla. This nation sinned great sin. Ve'asulahem elohezav, and they made for themselves a golden god. Ve'ata now, im tisa chatasam, if you would only forgive their sin. Vim ayin, and if not, mecheni na mesifrecha shekasavta, erase me from your sefer that you wrote. So even though Moshe Rabbeinu had already pleaded on behalf of Klal Yisrael, that was only to prevent them from being wiped out right away. But he still hasn't received full atonement for their sin. So that's why he had this other conversation. He went back up to Hashem in order to plead on Klal Yisrael's behalf. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Lamed. Achapra ba'ad chataschem. Asim kaifer v'kinuach ustima. I'm going to put cleansing and wiping away and a blockage l'neged chataschem, opposite your sin, l'havdol b'neichem v'v'nachet, in order to separate between you and the sin. And the next Rashi tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu had said, Elohei Zahav, they made this golden god. Ata hu shegaramta lehem, you Hashem were the one that caused them to make this god. Shishbat lehem zav v'chol cheftzam, you gave them so much gold and everything they wanted. Ma'asu shalayechtu, what do you want them to do if not sin? Mashal l'melch shayamachol mashkes b'nai, this is a mashal to a king. He gave food and drink to his son, u'mekashtai, and he adorned him with many wonderful things. V'tayolai kispet savari, and he gave him a wallet full of money around his neck. Mamidei pesach bei zaynes, and then he placed him right in front of the house of harlotry. Ma'asu ben shalayechta, what's the son going to do if not sin? So in a way, Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Hashem that you were the one that caused them to sin. They had so much good and so much gold and so much of everything that they wanted. So of course they were going to sin. Pasuk Lamed Beis tells us, "Va'atam tisa chatasam harei toiv." If you're going to forgive their sin, then that's good. Eini aymer l'cha mecheni. Then I'm not going to tell you to erase me. Vim ayin. But if not mecheni, erase me. V'zemek akatzar. This is a short pasuk. Mechein harbe. We have many pasukim like this. Mesefercha. What does that mean? Erase me from your sefer. Mikal tara kula. Erase me from all the tara. Shalai yaymer olai. I don't want them to say about me. Shalai yisi kedai levakish alayim rachamim. That I wasn't fit. I didn't ask for mercy for them. If you're not going to forgive them, then take me out of your sefer. Let's go back to Chumash. Pasuk Lamed Gimel. V'hem Hashem Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, Mi'asher chata li emchenu misifri. Whoever sinned to me, so I'm going to erase him from my sefer. V'ata now, lech nechayas ha'am. Go and lead the nation, el asher dibarti loch, to the place that I've spoken to you about. Hine malach yelech melefanecha. My malach is going to go in front of you. B'yayim pakti, and on the day of my accounting, ufakati alehim chatasam, then I'll make an accounting for their sin on them. Now what's going on over here? Let's take a look at Rashi, Pasuk Lamedalad. Go to the second Rashi, Hine malachi, v'loyani. My malach is going to go in front of you, and not me. V'yayim pakti, on my day of accounting, ata shamati alechim l'chaloisim yachad. I've heard from you, and I've accepted. I'm not going to destroy them all at once. V'tamid, tamid, kishefker alehim avenisehim. But always, when I decide to punish them for their sins, ufakati alehim, I'm going to make an accounting. Ma'at min ha'oven hazeh im shar avenis, a little bit of this sin with all their other sins. And now Rashi tells us something life-changing. V'ein peronis ba'al Yisrael. Punishment does not come to Klal Yisrael. She'ein b'ktsas me'perin avon ha'egel. That doesn't have a little bit of this punishment all the way back from the Ma'aseh HaEgel, all the way from the sin of the golden calf. Hashem didn't wipe Klal Yisrael out right away, and he said that every time I punish Klal Yisrael for all the future generations, a little bit of that punishment is going to be because of the Egel Azav. And let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Hei. Vayigaf Hashem Esa'am, and Hashem struck the nation with a plague, Asher Asu Esa'egel, Asher Asa Aaron, because they made the Egel that Aaron made. Rashi over here says, Pasuk Lamed Hei, Vayigaf Hashem Esa'am, Misib Dei Shemaim, this is death from Shemaim, Le'edim B'lai Yisrael, to the people that served the Egel Azav with Edim, however, they weren't warned. And back to Chumash Perek Lama Gimel Pasuk Aleph. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe, and Hashem spoke to Moshe, Lech Alei Mizeh, go up and go from here. Ata ve'am, you and the nation, Asher Elisa Mitzrayim, that you took out of Mitzrayim, El Ha'aretz, to the land, Asher Nishbati, L'Avraham, L'Yitzchak, L'Yakiv, Lamer, L'Zarecha, Teneno, that I've sworn to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, saying that I'm going to give it to your offspring. V'shalachti l'fanecha malach, and I will send a malach in front of you. V'gei Rashti, Sakanani, Amari, Vachiti, Vaprizi, Vachivi, Vavusi, and I'm going to chase out the Kanani, Amari, Chiti, Prizi, Chivi, and Vavusi, all the nations that live in Eretz Canaan, El Eretz Zavas Chol Dvash, to a land flowing with milk and honey, Ki Loi El Eber Kirbucha, because I will not go in your midst, Ki Amkshe Arifata, because you are a stiff-necked nation, Penach El Chabaderach, perhaps I'm going to completely annihilate you along the way. Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph tells us, Lech Alei Mizeh, Eretz Yisrael Gavoy Mikol HaRatzos, Eretz Yisrael is higher than all the other lands, Lekach Nemer, that's why Hashem said, Alei, go up. Davar Acher, another way of understanding this is Klape Sha'amar Loi B'Shasa Kas. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu when he was angry with him, Lech Raid, go down. He was demoted from his greatness. Amar Loi B'Shas Ratzain. Now Hashem told him at a time of appeasement, Hashem had already started forgiving Klal Yisrael, Lech Alei, go up. Atav Ha'am, you and the nation, Kan Loi Amar V'Amcha, Hashem didn't say your nation, like he said previously. He said the nation. And Pasuk Beis and Rashi tells us, V'girashu Zaknani, Shishu Umayzein. This is six nations. V'hagirgashi, and this was the seventh nation, Amad Ufanu Mipneihem Me'ilav. They turned away and they went on their own. They weren't chased out. Pasuk Gimel and Rashi tells us, El Eret Zavaz Chol Advash, Ani Oymer L'chal Aloysim. I'm telling you to take them up to this land flowing with milk and honey. Ki loy el eber kirbucha. L'kachani Oymer L'chal. That's why I'm telling you, Shatil Flanachem Alach. Then I'm going to send the malch in front of you. I am not going to be in your midst. Ki Yam Kshay Arifat, because you're a stiff-necked nation. Uchshech Shinasi Bekirbuchem. If my Shechin is among you, Vatem Mamrim B, and you rebel against me, Marbani Aleichem Zam, then I'm going to have anger burning against you. Achel Chal, Lashon Kiloyin, I will completely annihilate you. So therefore, it's for your best, Hashem says, that I am not in front of you, that I'm not with you, and that I send a malach instead. And back to Chumash Pasuk Dalet, Vayishma Ha'am, and the nation heard it, Sadvar Ra'azeh, these bad tidings, Vayisabalu, and they mourned, V'loy Shasu Ish Edyei Olav, and each man did not put his crown on him. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Dalet, Hadavar Hara, She'en HaShechina Sharu Malach Zimam, that the Shechina would not be with them, that a malach would be in the Shechina's stead, Ish Edyei, each man his crown, Kesarim Shenit Nulhem B'chayrev, K'she'amru Nasav Nishma. This is talking about the crowns that we received when we said Nasav Nishma. They did not put their crowns back on their head. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk, Hey, Vayim Rashal Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Emor El B'nei Yisrael, say to the B'nei Yisrael, Atem Am K'she Arif, you are a stiff-necked nation. Rega Echad Ela Bekir B'cha V'chili Sicha. One moment, I'm going to be in your midst, and I'll wipe you out. V'hata now, Hayred Adi Chamelecha, take your crowns off of you. V'ida'a Ma Eselach, and then I'm going to know what I'm going to do with you. V'yisnatzlu B'nei Yisrael's Edyo Mehar Chayriv, and the B'nei Yisrael were stripped of their crowns that they had received at Har Chayriv. Rashi over here, Pasuk Hey, tells us, Rega Echad Ela Bekir B'cha V'chili Sicha. Im Ela Bekir B'cha, if I'm going to go in your midst, Hashem says, Vatem Mamrim Bi Bekashus Erbachem, and then you're going to rebel against me with this stiff neckness of yours, Ezoim Aleichem Rega Echad, I'm going to burn my anger against you just in one moment, Shehu Shir Zami, that is actually the amount of time I get angry for. Shenemar says, Chavi Kim'at Rega Ayavar Zam, hide for just a moment until the anger passes, Vachal Eschem, but even in that one moment of anger, I'm going to destroy you. Fikach, therefore, Taiv Lechem She'ashlach Malach, it's better for you that I send a Malach. Vatoa now, Paranuzu Tilchum Yad, this punishment is going to happen right away. Shetaridu etichem aleichem, they're going to take your crowns off of you. Ve'eda ma'as alach, b'fkudas shara avon, then I'm going to decide what I'm going to do with you in regards to the rest of the sin. Ani yedea mashi blibi lasus lach, I know what's in my heart to do to you. The next pasuk tells us, as edya me'achayrev, as ho'adi shahaya b'yad me'achayrev, this crown that they had in their hands from Har Chayrev. Now let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Zayin. What happened from this point in on? U'moshe yikach ha'oil, and Moshe would take his tent, v'nata lo michutz l'machaneh, and he set it up outside camp, harchik min ha'machaneh, far away out of camp, v'kar lo oil ma'id, and he called it the oil ma'id, v'haya kol mevakesh Hashem, and anyone that desired, that wanted to seek out Hashem, yetzei el oil ma'id, he would go out to the oil ma'id, asher michutz l'machaneh, that was outside the camp. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin. U'moshe me'oisei oven v'hala, from that sin and on, yikach ha'oil. He took his tent, Lashon Haivahu, Lakeach Ahalai, he would take it. Right now, he did so. He would place it outside camp. Amar, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Menudah l'Rav, Menudah l'Talmid. If he's excommunicated from the masters, that means he's excommunicated from the Talmud also, meaning Hashem didn't place his Shechina in their midst, so therefore I'm not going to be in their midst either. Harchek Alpay Mama, it was 2,000 amas away, Ke'inyan Tchum Shabbos, just like Tchum Shabbos is 2,000 amas outside camp. Ke'inyan Shenemar, like it says, Ach Racha Kiyah B'nechem B'nechem Kalpayim Amma B'mida, V'kar Loi, and he called it V'haya Kari Loi Oil Maid. He called it the Oil Maid, who based Vadim Vakshe Tyra. This is a gathering place, a meeting place for people that seek out the Torah. Kol mevakesh Hashem and mikal mevakesh pnei zaken kimekal pnei shechina. This teaches us that anyone that seeks out someone who's older, someone that can teach him Torah, it's like he's seeking out the shechina. Yetel Almaid, that person would go out to the Oil Maid, K'moy Yoytzei. Davar Acher, another way of understanding this is, V'hoya kol mevakesh Hashem, afil malachi asharis. Even if the malachim seeked the Shechina, K'shehayu shayel l'mokam Shechina, when they would look, where's the Shechina? Chavrim Aymrim Lahem, their friends, the malachim, would tell them, Harihu Baalei Shel Moshe, it's in the tent of Moshe Rabbeinu. And let's go back to Chumash, Pasuk Ches, V'hoya, and it was, K'tzeis Moshe l'oil, when Moshe would go out to his oil, Yakumu kol ha'am, all the nation would stand up, v'nitzvu ish pesach ha'olai, and each man would stand at the entrance to his tent, v'yibitu achrei Moshe, and they would look after Moshe. As Moshe Rabbeinu is walking down the path, everyone's standing in front of their tents, and they're just watching Moshe Rabbeinu, ad bayo ha'ola, until he came to the tent. V'haya kevay Moshe ha'ola, and it was, when Moshe Rabbeinu came to the tent, yered amod ha'anon, this cloud would come down onto the tent, v'amad pesach ha'ol, and would be there at the entrance of the tent, v'dibra Moshe, and it would speak to Moshe, meaning Hashem would speak to Moshe, v'ra kala amas amod ha'anon, and the entire nation saw this cloud. I made Pesach Ha'il standing at the opening to the tent. And all the nation got up and they bowed down. Ish Pesach Ha'il, each man at the entrance to his tent. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Ches V'Ha'il Lashon Hoyve Ketzes Moshe. When Moshe left Min Hamachne from the camp L'Lechaz Ha'il, he was on his way to the Ha'il. Yekumu Kol Ha'am I'm Demipanav. Everyone would stand up. Ve'en Yashvin Achen Iskas Mehem, and they wouldn't sit down until Moshe Rabbeinu was covered over, meaning until they couldn't see him anymore. V'Bitu Achrei Moshe, and they would gaze after Moshe. L'Shevach. This is in Moshe Rabbeinu's praise. Ashrei Yilud Isha. Praiseworthy is the one who was born of a woman. Shekach Muftach. Shashchina Tikanis Achrev L'Pesach Alay. That the Shechina goes after him into the entrance of his tent. And let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Aleph. V'dibra Hashem al-Moshe panim al-panim. And Hashem spoke to Moshe face to face. Kasher daber ish al-reyu. Like one man speaks to his friend. V'shav al-machne. And then Moshe Rabbeinu would return to the camp. V'masharsa Yeshua ben-Nun nar. But his attendant, Yeshua ben-Nun, lo yamish mitaycha oil, he did not leave from the tent. Let's take a look at Rashi over your Pasuk Yud Aleph. V'dibra Hashem al-Moshe panim al-panim. V'mismal al-Moshe, he would speak to Moshe. V'shav al-machne. La'ach shenidbar imoy. After he spoke with him, hay Moshe shav al-machne. Moshe would return to the camp. And he would teach the Zakenim what he learned from Hashem. Now, how long did this last for that Moshe Rabbeinu's tent was outside the camp, and Moshe Rabbeinu would have to go outside the camp in order to speak to the Shechina? Rashi tells us, "Vadavar hazeh nag Moshe miyom kippurim ad shehugal mishkan v'lo yoser." This Moshe Rabbeinu accustomed himself to from Yom Kippur until the Mishkan was set up, and not more than that. On the 17th of Tammuz, the luchas were broken. And on the 18th of Tammuz, Moshe Rabbeinu burnt the eagle and he judged all the sinners. And on the 19th of Tammuz, he went back up to the mountain. Shemar says in the pasuk, "Vahim machras." Was the next day. And Moshe said to the nation, "I'm going back up." And he was there for 40 days, and he pleaded mercy from Hashem. Shemar says in the pasuk, "Vasnapel fnei Hashem." Rishchadish El Nemerlay, and Rishchadish El was told to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Velisva baiker al Har Sinai, you should go back up to Har Sinai, lekabel luchas achronis, to receive the next set of luchas." Vasashem hem yaim, and then he spent another 40 days up there. Shemar Bahemet says about them, "Vanoich yamati bar kiyam arishanim," and I stood on the mountain like the original days. Marishanim baratzain, just like the first time Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the mountain, it was baratzain, it was pleasing to Hashem. Af achron baratzain, so too the last time Moshe Rabbeinu went up, it was also pleasing to Hashem. Emer meata, we can say from here, "Emtzayim hayu." Because that the middle days that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to plead to Hashem, they were in a state of anger. Hashem was upset. B'yubatishrei, on the 10th of Tishrei, Nisratza Kosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, B'simchu B'lev Shalim, Hashem forgave Klal Yisrael in happiness and with a full heart. V'amar Leil Moshe, and he told Moshe, "Salachti Kidvarecha, I've forgiven you like you have said." U'masar Leil Luchas Achreinis, and he gave him the second set of Luchas. V'yard V'hischol Tzavayis HaMlechas HaMishkan, and he went down, and he immediately started commanding him about building the Mishkan. V'asu'u Ad Echad B'Nisan, and they made it all the way until the first of Nisan, Mishuhukaham, and then and once it was established, Lo Nidbar Imoy Oid El Meir Almaid, he would only speak to him directly from the Almaid, from the Mishkan, and not from his tent that was outside the camp. And the last Rashi tells us, "Veshav Al Machanen," returned to camp. Now jump to the last part of Rashi where it says Umid Rashi, and the Medrash explains this wording of "Veshav Al Machanen" as "V'dibra Hashem Al Moshe." Hashem spoke to Moshe, "Sheyashav Al Machanen." Hashem commanded Moshe Rabbeinu to go back to camp. Amar Lo, he told him, "Ani Bekas V'Tabekas," I'm angry and you're angry. Imkain Mi Akarvim, so who's going to bring Klal Yisrael close? Who's going to teach them? Who's going to be Makar of them? Therefore, you have to go back and you have to fulfill your mission. You have to be Makar of Klal Yisrael. So in this Ali, we learned about the Egel HaZav, how it happened, what Moshe Rabbeinu's response was, how he managed to save Klal Yisrael from destruction, and we're going to continue learning about the conversations between Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu and how Klal Yisrael was eventually forgiven and how they ended up moving forward. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up with the third Aliyah in Parshas Kisisa tomorrow. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.